Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Novo Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. I am chatting with both Quentin Henny, president and co-chairman, as well as Mike Spreadborough, executive co-chairman over at Novo. And guys, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday. It's some drill results from a new area, this Genie area. The title says, near mine, high grade mineralization confirmed 3 kilometers from Gold Eagle processing plant. I'll post a link to the news release that outlines the drill results. It was a 31-hole RC drill program. Relatively shallow drilling as the 31 holes total just under 1,800 meters. Now, what we're seeing here are some good grades, some of the highlighted grades anywhere from 2 grams up to 9 grams per ton, and the widths anywhere from 3 meters up to 13 meters, all of this near surface. So, Quentin, I'm going to bring you in here first. I understand the company has a large exploration program ongoing. This Genie target is one of the first that we're getting some news on here. Take us through the importance of this Genie target and the fact that it is close to the mill. What does that all mean for investors?
Yeah, certainly. Look, as we said in the news release that came out yesterday, this is really the first cab off the rank. We have a lot of exploration going. And Genie is a target that happens to be immediately adjacent to the mill, or you know, more or less. It's 3 kilometers away. It is a mining lease, or the target is on a mining lease, which means it is easier to and quicker to get permitting for operation. We are kind of prioritizing targets around the expediency with which they can be advanced. Okay, we recognize we got to fill this mill for a long time to come, and we want to build a pipeline of projects that we can get permitted in the short or near term that can add to the story. It's a very exciting story. And this Genie target happened to pop up as an exploration target in very recent time here. Our team recognized this, I'll call it new style of mineralization. It's subtle, but it's hosted by what are called dolerite dikes. It's hosted by igneous dikes that are kind of almost like a swarm or something in this area. And these dikes are very brittle. They shattered fairly easily back when the ore forming process took place. So the fractures appear to be what host the mineralization that we've discovered. And it is not typical of the rest of the Mosquito Creek area. So this is a new style of mineralization. We did drill it fairly shallowly because obviously we're looking at the immediate potential of the target. And we are following up because these results are quite good. We're following up right now with the second phase in anticipation that we can put together some sort of resource that, you know, could potentially be mineable here. So it's very exciting, but it's really just the beginning of a much longer stream of targets that people will see we're testing. I think, you know, some of the targets to come are as exciting or even more exciting. You know, the Parnell is just an absolutely immense soil anomaly. Never been tested. It's as big or bigger than some of the biggest deposits that Millennium mined way back in the day. So, you know, think about that. I mean, you know, all of a sudden we could find a whole basket full of low-hanging fruit here right in our own neighborhood.
Okay, real quick, just another quick follow-up on this Genie target. You keep talking about near-term expansion potential or bringing it into the mine plan. How quickly could that happen at, let's say, this Genie target?
Yeah, Corey. So, you know, because the results are pretty exciting, we've already got a rig back on the deposit drilling, you know, the second phase of drilling, doing infill drilling. We've already started conceptually what the approval process would be. And we've kind of started really conceptual mine design. So, as Quentin said, we're trying to increase the resource here, so it's something that could be economic. And if all goes well, it's something we could bring into production, you know, kind of the back end of the first half next year. So pretty exciting, 3 kilometres from the processing plant, near surface oxide, good metallurgy. So it's a great deposit for us.
That's a good point about metallurgy. This is a new style of mineralization, and we already suspect it's going to have very good metallurgy, perhaps even better behaved than most of the deeper, you know, the deep stuff that Millennium was faced with at the end. So I think this is a different style. I think this is something that's going to really pan out to be something exciting.
So how big could this target or this resource be here? Because the news release even says it's part of an untested 1.25 kilometer long gold zone. This hasn't been tested. So how many ounces could be here? How big could this be?
Well, look, a lot of the targets, you know, typical targets in the Mosquito Creek, this is not typical, but a lot of the typical ones were anywhere from a few tens of thousands of ounces to a few hundred thousand ounces, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 ounces. We think that this one is probably, hopefully, on the bigger side. It is open, undercover, in all directions. There's a number of you know, lines of evidence that the dolerites, because we can kind of see these things, both geophysically and geochemically, we have evidence that they extend well beyond this current footprint, the 1.25 kilometers. Is the kind of the low-sire focus for us right now. But this thing could end up being a sleeper, like a really incredible, subtle target that was sitting in plain sight.
So how many more meters are being done right now? And let's call it the phase two part of the program. Mike, you want to take that?
Yeah, look, there's about 3,000 meters, I think, in the current phase. And then if that looks positive, we'll then go in with a phase three where we try to drill it out to get that resource modeling done. So you know, this is something that we're particularly focused on fast tracking. Basically got a rig there permanently pushing forwards with this project. And we've, you know, mobilized the site, other rigs, because, you know, we've still got Parnell and other projects that we want to drill out rapidly over the next 3 to 4 months. So as Quentin said, very active at the moment, particularly around our processing plant looking for targets.
Now let's talk about some of these other targets then, because this is, or at least this Genie target is, again, just part of this bigger program that's ongoing. I understand you guys are spending around $15 million this year on a wide exploration program. Quentin, you've already talked about this Parnell target. What other targets are out there? What should people be looking ahead to?
Look, in the Mosquito Creek area, there's about, let's see, between, beyond, I should say, Genie and Parnell, there's six other targets that are high priority. If people want to see where those are and how they're distributed, there was a news release about, I think, about a month and a half ago describing our exploration strategy. I would go through that. Most of the priority ones, like the first ones that we're testing, like I said, are on mining leases. Even Parnell is on a mining lease. You know, we recognize that we have the big best chance of getting a resource into production on the mining leases. So six additional targets, so eight in total in the Mosquito Creek area. But then, you know, don't forget, we've got lots going on over at Beaton's. We are doing, like we said back in April, we're doing aggressive infill drilling in advance of mining. And then we're exploring outside now, too. We got outside of the Nulligan area, we got lots of work happening in the West Pilbara. It's picking up again at the Egina area. We're looking very hard at both the alluvials, but also the basement targets. There's a lot of really exciting stuff starting to emerge when we look harder and harder at the basement potential in that area. So lots and lots to come. We have a $15 million budget and an excellent team to pursue this.
Yeah, and Corey, we shouldn't forget that in the very near future, we're going to start back drilling in our prospect in Victoria. So, as Quentin said, across the board of our 13,000 square kilometres of tenure and our Victorian ones, we're very active at the moment with exploration.
So, Mike, how do you want investors to look at Novo Resources right now? Because, look, we're going to go through the overall valuation, but I know that the company has gone through this transition, right? You were this true explorer a couple of years ago. We have made the transition into actually being a production company, but you still have all these other exploration targets. How should investors be looking at Novo?
Yeah, look, number one is our whole mission in life is to find deposits and bring them into production. We are so fortunate that we've got this large tenement ground in the Pilbara, which is very prospective for both the conglomerate golds that we've historically discovered, but as Quentin said, we're out there looking for basement gold. We've talked previously in our corporate presentation that we've started work on looking at base metals. So, you know, we're an explorer with a fantastic asset base, but we love to find things and bring them into production. So that's the way people should look at us. Someone who's got the capability to take from our excellent exploration team, something from discovery all the way through to the final product.
Now, Quentin, let's also talk about overall valuation here of the company, because look, the share price has faded, market cap of the company right around, I believe, 400 million, a little bit more than that. But that's split up when you dive into the company's financials in terms of marketable securities, especially those from Newfound Gold. The company also has a nice treasury, as well as all this exploration and production ongoing. Please just break down how that valuation fits into the overall market cap, please.
Okay, that's a question I do get from a lot of folks, you know, emails from retail investors and so forth. And it's a very valid question. Look, we're very fortunate to have a portfolio of stock that has performed extremely well. All of the stock that we have was acquired initially, you know, with a strategic vision in mind. You know, give you an example, Kalamazoo. Look, Kalamazoo had this ground around Malmesbury, so we you know, kind of use that leverage to get that ground as part of a joint venture with them. But we also recognize that they have a competitive tender bid out for some of the blocks around the Fosterville mine. So, you know, we see that as a potential lottery ticket. Again, a strategic view towards, you know, that holding. Okay, it's not just, hey, let's, you know, bet on a mining company at random. We've got something in mind. And, you know, if that were to happen, I mean, my gosh, the benefits to Novo and its shareholders would be fantastic. Now, Newfound, when we took the position there, that discovery had just been made. In fact, the assays had just come back maybe a month before we did the share swap and got the position in Newfound. But I recognized it as being a Fosterville-like potential, you know, like something that could be just off the chart, high grade and large too. And, you know, the first thing I thought, you know, I thought, my goodness, how can we make sure that Novo shareholders benefit from this? And that's where the share swap idea came from. It really, you know, it's given us huge value. I think right now it's over 150 million. So, you know, add up all these, I won't go through each one, but add them all up. I think our shareholdings, you know, in aggregate come close to 200 million again. They're starting to, you know, see some lift here recently, which is great. I think they have a lot of room to run. So, you know, I think there will be increasing value, especially as we go into the resuming gold bull, which I think is now started. And that puts us in a great position. It's not to say we're going to start selling shares or something. You know, we don't need money. We got 50 million in cash in the bank. We did increase our cash holdings here just in the past a little bit by selling a few Calidus shares, but that, you know, that was a minor thing. It was an opportunity really for us. So we are in great position cash wise. We got you know, exploration budget well covered. We got operational costs. Everybody at Novo works really hard to, you know, use all the smarts. You know, this is our CFO down to assess what kind of cash we need and how, you know, that how the cash flows and so forth are going to look over the next few months to make sure we're in a good position. And I think we're in a position of strength right now. What does it mean? The value right now is undervalued. We have, you know, we take out the equities we have and the cash, we have maybe 170 million in value in the enterprise effectively. I think from here, with all the work we're doing, and as production turns around and gets going in the right direction, I think what we'll see is a huge increase in value in NOAA. I think people will recognize, my goodness, these guys have more or less an entire gold field under their control. And like Mike said, the ability to take that to its final product, to deliver value out of that. So from here, fully undervalued is my best answer, and a lot of upside to go.
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up then. Quick recap of news flow, what investors should be looking for, what's going to drive the stock here in the near term?
Corey, definitely over the next 3 to 5 weeks, the market will see us providing some really good update on further exploration results as they come through. You know, we're excited that probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks we'll get a drill rig on Parnell, so that'll be exciting. So definitely a lot of exploration news flow as we go forwards.
All right, Quentin, you want to follow up on anything that Mike just said there to wrap us up?
I'm just going to say fully agree with Mike. There's a lot of exploration news coming. I think that some of the results that will come over the next few months will really wake people up to the fact that we have a gold district under our control.
Okay, guys, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Novo Resources. We'll follow up on the back of some more news and what sounds like a lot of drill results to be coming out of the ongoing exploration program. Mike, Quentin, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update today.
Thanks very much, Corey.
Thank you.